You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
The Wire.
3 years ago, the Kaumatua Ho'ora research team from the James Henare Research Centre from the University of Auckland met with a number of Kaumatua and elderly Māori from the Waikato region to discuss the experiences of Kaumatua in healthcare facilities across Aotearoa. The study found that Kaumatua largely had unpleasant experiences in healthcare facilities, that they felt misunderstood by Pākehā healthcare professionals, were placed in mixed gender wards, and oftentimes felt neglected. On top of pressing concerns regarding the health disparities between Māori and non-Māori, the study prompted discussions about opening Māori-led hospitals that would be funded and run by iwi and Māori organisations and would operate on a kaupapa Māori philosophy. I spoke to Associate Professor of Social Sciences at the University of Auckland, Marama Muru Lanning, to discuss the concept of Māori hospitals and the steps needed to establish them.
Can you explain the concept of a Māori-led hospital or healthcare centre and how it would differ from those run by Pākehā?
Well, a Māori healthcare centre or hospital, as we are talking about in our article, is simply that, a hospital that would be a place where Māori could come and get well, just as they do in mainstream hospitals. Now, those hospitals, of course, might allow for tikanga to occur, so that's Māori practices, but they might also allow for us to exercise manaakitanga, which means showing a very special way of looking after Māori patients who come into our Māori hospital. When I talk about that, I talk about a holistic approach to health, where we're not only just treating the illness or the sickness, but we're treating the whole person and looking after all of their needs, which might include spiritual help, you know, karakia, being able to be done in rooms, bringing in certain types of food, and also allowing Māori to use their preferred rongoā if it doesn't interfere with other Western medicines that they may or may not be taking while they're visiting a Māori hospital.
What are some of the issues that Māori face when seeking treatment in Pākehā-owned hospitals?
So I need to speak from the research that we have done at the James Henare Research Centre, where we worked with 10 different groups of kaumātua around the country, from Taitokero, from Tāmaki, from Waikato, and from Tauranga Moana. And when we interviewed those kaumātua and queer, they gave us some very sad stories about their personal experiences in hospital. For example, the fact that they didn't see any brown faces in the hospital and they felt alienated, the fact that their Māori medicines were actually removed from them, the fact that they were sometimes put into mixed gender rooms, which was really upsetting for kaumātua from Ngāti Wai. They were wanting to be in hospital rooms with people who were the same gender as them, and being mixed into sort of the mixed gender really stopped them from getting well quicker, and it also prevented them from going to hospital because they just felt very uncomfortable in that room. There is also situations where they felt that they were belittled by some hospital staff, and many of them really wanted to hear te reo Māori when they were unwell in hospital. So there are some subtleties around, you know, what kaumātua want to have happen when they are in a hospital. The hospitals that they are generally visiting are very large hospitals like Whangarei Hospital, Auckland Hospital, Waikato Hospital, Middlemore Hospital, and they feel that those places, because they're so big, so busy, they just feel very lost when they're in there, and they feel that that really stresses them out and it does not help them to get better.
Would Māori-led hospitals work under Te Whatu Ora, or would they operate and receive their funding separately?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when the current government disestablished Te Aka Whai Ora, they promised that they would devolve those monies back to iwi. And so I guess we have to hold them to that promise that they made. We haven't seen it happen yet. Let me be clear, like this notion of dreaming of a Māori hospital will take some manoeuvring and some partnerships. It might be a relationship between various iwi and the government. It could be partially a private enterprise. I'm not saying that this is all on the government, although the government should make some sizable contribution, but I'm just saying the way that we think about health needs to be remodeled and rethought of, because we really want people to get an equitable health experience. And at the moment, Māori obviously are not, because they are still dying a lot younger than other New Zealanders. And therefore, I think this idea of having a Māori hospital is really an opportunity to try and correct some of the inequity that has happened in the health space for Māori over the last 120 or 150 years.
So just to reiterate, the discussions about starting Māori hospitals are sort of just in their beginning stages at the moment.
Not really. So the dream of having a Māori hospital actually initiated or came to life many, many years ago after the Spanish flu, in fact, in the in 1918, when many, many Māori were killed during that period of during that pandemic. And out of that pandemic came a real desire for Māori leaders, in particular Princess Te Puia Herangi, to build a Māori hospital at Turangawaewae Marae in Ngārua Wāhia. And that's the place where the recent Māori king had his tangihanga in front of Mahinārangi. Well, that building in 1929, when it was actually built or opened, that original purpose of that building or that tūpuna whare was to be a hospital. So the dream to have a Māori hospital is not a new thing for many Māori. At the time, the health officials or authorities did not grant a license to Princess Te Puia for her hospital, but the dream has never been lost. And we've had a series of epidemics come afterwards. And of course, Māori have been impacted by those diseases, for example, tuberculosis and more recently COVID. So I don't see a problem in actually us trying to set up a Māori hospital. It would be a partnership between government, perhaps iwi, private investors. It could be a really amazing thing. I mean, I'm thinking of it as an absolute opportunity rather than a separatist activity.
Are there any organisations or iwi currently involved in discussions to establish Māori-led hospitals?
Well, I know my own iwi, Waikato Tainui, have been talking about it for some time, and they have plans actually for a hospital facility. I know Ngāti Whātua, my other iwi, they actually offer amazing healthcare, NIB healthcare, and that has actually been a really big thing for Ngāti Whātua tribal members. Other iwi involved, I mean, there's also on the East Coast, we have, I think Ngāti Porou have got their own type of hauora. And in the far north, actually, there is the Rāwini Hospital, which is a Māori initiative and organised and run by Māoris. And this is similar in Tauranga with Tauranga Hospital, where they have a Māori, I don't know if they call it, kaupapa ward. But those places, they follow tikanga and they treat Māori who visit those places and with manaakitanga, and they awhi them. And those patients' experiences of the hospital system are much more positive than those people who are visiting Waikato Hospital, Whangarei Hospital, Middlemore, Auckland, and some of our other large hospitals. It would seem that Māori feel better convalescing on their own whenua, on their own lands. And of course, wouldn't it be nice to have a hospital that is beside a river that is flowing, or besides some sort of place where you feel wairua and where you feel that you can get well? Being in the middle of a city is not exactly the best place to try and convalesce and get well again.
So there is still some hauora and forms of treatment for Māori that are currently in place that are organised by iwi as well.
Yeah, there are. And of course, Māori in many parts of Aotearoa are still very open to rongoā, to traditional Māori medicine. And I think that a Māori hospital would also be a place where this would be accepted without any problems. But also the notion of having lots more Māori doctors and nurses and physiotherapists and dietitians and all of those professional jobs that we need in hospital. If we had a Māori hospital, you know, it would certainly make a good argument for us to professionalise more Māori people in those areas.
Has the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora had any impact on discussions to establish Māori hospitals?
I have to be honest. I mean, the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora has only happened 4 months ago. It's not so long ago. And I'm still waiting to hear some of the kōrero in that space. I know that a lot of people who lost their jobs are now in jobs back in the mainstream part of the health system again. And then there are other people who have left the area altogether. So I think we'll have to wait and see. It's still early days for me as a researcher to try and track what's happening in that space.
Earlier, you also mentioned health disparities between Māori and non-Māori. Is that something that Māori hospitals would also be looking to address?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the purpose of having the Māori hospital, to address that inequity and unfairness and to try and pull up Māori opportunities to get us living longer. We want Māori to live longer. At the moment, Māori are still dying younger than anyone else, particularly Māori men are dying very young. And a lot of that is because when Māori men do get sick, they don't go to hospital and they don't go until they really, really are, it's a bit too late. And so a lot of Māori say that they're going, in our research I say, a lot of the commentary from Kaumātua was that they would go there to die. That's where you go, that's why you go to hospital. And that's not very good for New Zealand.
And finally, what else needs to be done to establish Māori hospitals and get the ball rolling, so to speak?
Well, I mean, this is controversial. At the moment, we have two universities with full medical school components, that is the University of Auckland and Otago. I mean, maybe if we were to have a Māori hospital, we would need to offer this opportunity to train Māori professionals and to focus really on Māori health, Māori rural health, Māori hospitals. Maybe we need another university that would focus just purely on that. Now, I mean, that's a huge thing that I'm putting out there. But in order to have a Māori hospital, we need to have staff to actually work in these Māori hospitals. So it's no good having a Māori hospital that's full of non-Māoris. You know, there has to be Māori people fronting it. There needs to be a brown face. But it's not to say that we would exclude other people from using the hospital. The Māori hospital may be so amazing, and the kai might be so good, and the medicines might be so good, and the manaakitanga might be so wonderful, that non-Māori want to use the hospitals as well. Although the priority should be for Māori people, I think.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.